Beware of Dogs, written by Elizabeth Flan and read by Nicole Gulasekaram. Field Diary, Friday the 13th of April. Not much daylight left now, so why waste it on writing a diary no one is going to read? But as my heart stops pounding and my pulse begins to slow, I find myself falling into old habits. Organize shelter for the night, write up field diary. Perhaps in some future time, surveyors with theodolites will come to turn this island into desirable real estate. Sought after location, split-level design, ocean views. They will stumble across my mouldering remains and read my diary to find out what happened. What will I tell them? How can I find the words? I can't even begin to make sense of how I got to this place, so perhaps I should start by describing my surroundings. My refuge is not a true cavern. It could best be described as a shallow rock shelter gouged progressively by pounding waves in primeval days when the sea level was much higher. It has a narrow slanted entrance, clean dry air quality, and a half circle of small ceiling holes letting in a surprising amount of daylight. Although not large, it has a number of advantages. I noticed some of these when I first explored it, but in my new and different circumstances, I was afraid that it might turn out to be dank and fetid, or worse, too small for occupation. It's fortunate that I'm not claustrophobic, because particularly with the tree masking the entrance, it's a pretty close fit. Still, there's not much chance I'll be putting on any weight. Taking stock, I have between me and starvation a 100-gram bag of sultanas, a 100-gram bag of peanuts, 6 stems of fruit kakala, about 9 fruits, and 2 honey menthol lozenges found in the pocket of my anorak. In the morning, I will use the tiny specimen bags I always keep stuffed into the pockets of my pack to divide the nuts and sultanas into daily rations. This will be a nice, quiet activity. Since I cannot risk going out in daylight, I'll need to find things to do. I hear my father's voice like a phantom echo. The devil finds work for idle hands. I wish I had some music, though as I think this, I know that even with earphones, it would be dangerous. They could be right outside, and I'd be too busy jamming along to hear. Suddenly, as if I've conjured it, a sound, a sharp crack, shatters the silence. It's coming from the seaward side, and pen in hand, I freeze. There's no way they could have gone up there without my hearing them. Although I know it must be a natural occurrence, a falling branch perhaps, or a fruit stone dropped from a bird's beak, the desire to look is almost overwhelming. I take some time to hug my arms around my legs and rock myself calm until I gradually manage to muffle my rasping breaths. What if I'm wrong? What if they are out there, taking up position, ready? I have my weapons out, my knife unsheathed, but in my heart I know there's no one there. Now that my breathing is back to normal, I will get back to describing the cave.